Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, because it's our sole purpose to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question or a comment, be it favorable or not, concerning things that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject and you'd like for us to spend time and study it on the program, certainly let us hear from you. You can contact us at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. You know, Proverbs 31 stands out as a passage of scripture that defines a virtuous woman. But how many women look to this passage with a degree of hesitation and maybe even intimidation? You know, is it really possible for a woman to do all of this and maintain her sanity? Can such a woman be real? Well, Abigail is a woman who's mentioned, although only briefly in the Bible, yet she makes a mighty impression. And I think she gives the woman of Proverbs 31 flesh and blood and a name. Concerning the virtuous woman, Proverbs 31 verse 26 says, "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness." One of the first things that we're told about Abigail is found in 1 Samuel chapter 25 and verse 3. It's in that verse that it says, the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding. This speaks of her understanding of life and of how things work. It doesn't come from a book, but it comes from a wise mind that observes life and human behavior. When a godly woman speaks, a wise man will listen to her. He understands her motives are pure, her understanding great. A woman like Abigail stands really in sharp contrast to the cliché woman of today, the ditzy girl, the one who bats her eyes and doesn't know anything about anything. In the end, men don't respect someone like that. They long for a woman with wisdom in her mouth. They want an Abigail. Back to Proverbs 31 and the virtuous woman. We read starting in verse 13. "She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships, which brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night, and provides food for her household, and a portion for her maidservants." So like the woman of Proverbs 31, Abigail was productive. When David and his men needed supplies and were refused by her husband, Abigail went to work. We were there a moment ago in 1 Samuel 25. Let's drop down to verse 18. "Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves of bread, 5 sheep already dressed, 5 sheaves of roasted grain, 100 clusters of grapes, and 200 cakes of figs, and loaded them on donkeys. And she said to her servants, 'Go on before me. See, I am coming after you.'" So what we see here is that she pulled together a great deal of food, and did it in a short period of time. Her productivity was not for herself, but it was for others. Where is this productivity to be seen? In the marketplace? No. In the home. That is what we read in Proverbs 31 and verse 13. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She's like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. So it's in the home, and this is her primary responsibility. It's the same thing that we read in the New Testament in Titus chapter 1. I'm sorry, it's Titus chapter 2 and verse 5. In that context, we see that older women are to teach the younger women, and the things that they're to teach is to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. So she takes care of her family. That's what we see of the virtuous woman there in Proverbs chapter 31 when we look at verse 21. It says, she's not afraid of snow for her household, for all of her household is clothed with scarlet. So she takes care of her family. She constantly is seeing to their needs. And this is what drove Abigail to act when she did. In verse 20 of this Proverbs 31, she extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. So here we see that she sees also to productivity in the communities, seeking to make the lives of others better. And then look at that verse 11 and 12 of Proverbs 31. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. You see, the woman of Proverbs 31 is a proactive woman, and so was Abigail. There's no question she is the one that managed her house, for it is to her and not Nabal that the servants turned when the news came of David's coming, that violence that David was going to bring upon Nabal because of the kind of man that he was. She saw a need, and she took it upon herself to act accordingly. And the call of the godly woman is not to be a wallflower. God, who calls women to be in subjection to their husbands because they trust their judgments and motives, allows such assertiveness. A man married to an Abigail does not question her every decision or how she spends every dollar. While the man rules the family, it is the woman who rules the home. A wise man admires a woman who's not afraid to step forward with thoughtful, good ideas. So it's in verse 12 that we read a moment ago in Proverbs 31, she does him good and not evil all of the days of her life. What being proactive at times, the virtuous woman, let us understand, is always submissive. While she may assert herself, she never usurps the authority of her husband. Abigail showed submission to her husband. Nabal, the fool that he was, he was partying while death was at his door. Abigail acted. And yet, in the morning, she presented herself to him and told all that she had done. It was his right to know as the head of the household. She submitted because he was her husband. She was his helper. Now let's look at verse 30 in Proverbs 31. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. In the end, it was Abigail's love for the Lord that made her such a virtuous woman. She acknowledged God. Listen to what he had to say to David in 1 Samuel 25 at verse 26. He said, Now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, since the Lord has held you back from coming to bloodshed, and from avenging yourself with your own hand. Now then, let your enemies and those who seek harm for my Lord be as Nabal. Verse 28, please forgive the trespass of your maidservant, for the Lord will certainly make for my Lord an enduring house, because my Lord fights the battles of the Lord, and evil is not found in you throughout your days. Yet a man has risen to pursue you and seek your life, but the life of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of the living with the Lord your God, and the lives of your enemies he shall sling out as through the pocket of a sling. And it comes to pass, when the Lord has done for my Lord according to all the good that he has spoken you, and has appointed you ruler over the Israel, that this will be no grief to you, nor offense of heart to my Lord, either that you shall have shed blood without cause, or that my Lord has avenged himself. But when the Lord has dealt well with my Lord, then remember your maidservant. This is what drove her to be all that she was. Why was she understanding, productive, proactive, submissive? She was all of these because she was a believer. And what was the results of these characteristics that are found in Abigail? Well, David admired her in 1 Samuel 25, verse 32. Then David said to Abigail, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, who sent you this day to meet me. And blessed is your advice, and blessed are you, because you have kept me this day from coming to bloodshed, and from avenging myself with my own hand. For indeed, as the Lord God of Israel lives, who has kept me back from hurting you, unless you had hurried and come to meet me, surely by morning light no males would have been left to Nabal." He would soon, after the abrupt death of Nabal, would become her husband. Although we're not told of the children of Abigail, the proverb writer also reveals that such a woman who gains the praise of her children as well. You know, it's not hard to imagine Abigail being praised as well. You know, ladies, the virtuous woman of Proverbs 31 is the type of woman that you're called upon to be. Is she a different standard to live up to? Difficult standard? Certainly. Is she an impossible standard? Well, Abigail lets us know what the answer to that is. No, it is not an impossible standard to live up to. We see your time is up. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.